well. Jason Pagani and Janet Wilson on the Huddle. JC, issue number 3, Grant Robertson dismissing taxpayer union study by an independent economist into the universal basic income. He says it's not credible. Is it or is it not? What do you see here, Josie?
Well, he's got a right to question the figures, but the basic principle here is that if you're going to increase, and this is the problem for Labor, they haven't been clear about what they've got to say about the problems with a universal income. If you're going to increase, if you're going to give everyone a universal income, what are you going to do about solo mums of 3 kids, people on sickness benefits? And Grant seems to be saying, oh yes, well we'd keep paying them too. So then you're not actually replacing the welfare system at all. You're doing it on top of it. So as Brian Easton, economist, said today, I think, or a couple of days ago, if you're going to give everybody a UBI, either you're going to have horrendous tax increases or the UBI is going to be too low and you're still going to need to top it up with welfare. Unless Labor has something to say about those problems, because I think it is an idea worth looking at, you sound like a book club. You don't sound like a government in waiting. You've got to have something to say reasons why it hasn't happened.
So, Janet, I don't think, look, the numbers tell the story here, and I don't think you needed a study to actually find out that this is unaffordable.
The numbers do tell the story.
But I do agree with Josie. I mean, it's a laudable idea, but is it an idea that's going to cost too much money? Because that's the big sticking point. The ideals behind it are laudable. I have to ask a question in the midst of this. When did Gareth Morgan, who has put out his own theory of this universal
basic income
in his book, The Big Kahuna, when did he become a sort of financial oracle of New Zealand? I'm just wondering
when
about
he,
that.
Also became an oracle on
he's
the
all
plight
around
of
he
cats.
Does the cats and he does, yeah.
First he's the self-appointed oracle.
I know.
Yeah. Mind
I know.
You,
who
so
knew? Who knew? But I agree with you, Josie. I think that Labor haven't actually framed up the issue enough. They haven't driven the debate. They've been too soft around the edges. Oh, yeah, we're discussing it, but we don't know whether we're going to do it. It's not good enough in terms of what their messaging is.
Well, we don't need a conversation group here. We actually, because the idea has been around
the debate
hundreds of years, and people go, yep, it's a good idea. It encourages more people to work because you don't have the abatement problem with benefits where there's no incentive to work part-time because your benefit gets abated. All sorts of things that this fixes. But you know, unless you've got something to say about it, about the problems. And also, you mentioned Gareth Morgan, Larry. I mean, Gareth Morgan has proposed an overhaul of the tax system as well. And you kind of have to look at both of those things. And one thing Gareth Morgan has said is, and we need to tax capital. So Labor's a problem here. It said, oh, we can't do capital gains tax because it's too complicated.
Yeah, all right. Well, look,
but a UBI is really complicated
too. I don't understand, Janet, where you're coming from. I don't see why this is laudable. Why should I get $200? I mean, you know what I mean?
People who work really...
I don't need that $200.
Well, you
don't
pay for $200.
Neither
but what about a woman who doesn't work, who looks after children, and her work in the community is not viewed as being very valuable or worthy at all? What about people who look after...
And Larry, here
you're
not going to get it.
Disabled.
It's called targeted.
You won't get it because you'll pay a higher tax. So you'll pay that $200 in tax.
Oh, yes.
So you won't get it.
It's, no question.
It's
so
fixing,
will you, Janet? Yeah. See how bloody laudable it is.
I probably won't. I really need it. But it's
we'll see when the old tax bill comes in, Janet.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you won't get it, Larry. So don't worry about that. Don't have any sleepless nights about that. You'll be paying it in tax.
I don't think I'll get much.
No. You don't deserve it.
Anyway, now here is something that is very laudable, Janet.
Yeah, this is totally.
No. Yeah.
Come to me first with this. I feel very strongly about this.
New Jersey,
New Jersey
looking to bring in a law. This is New Jersey, just below New York, you know, bringing in a law making
for the geography lesson, Larry.
Making phone walking. That's where Christie comes from. Chris Christie.
That's for the political lesson, Larry.
Anyway, phone walking illegal, okay? Now, this is texting, emailing,
it's
tweeting, serving on your phone
walking.
When walking. This is, it's an issue. Actually.
It is an issue. The problem I've got on the states, there's a, New Jersey, as you say, is thinking of doing it. Hawaii has a bill pending, but they've had similar bills that have gone through in Arkansas, Illinois, Nevada, and New York, and they have failed. But it is in recognition. I'm not thinking that what they've got, the fines of up to $50 or 15 days imprisonment in a state jail is probably
15 days
in jail.
What about three strikes and you're out?
That's dead right.
You might have to overhaul the entire justice system.
This is a huge issue because more and more pedestrians are being killed around the world as a result of this distracted walking. I mean, I'm going to sound like an old old curmudgeon now, and I make no apologies for it. The number of people who walk past my gate in Franklin Road every day looking with their earbuds in and not even there. So it's like the walking zombies.
Well, they
They
did a poll in New Jersey, and apparently 88% of people disapprove of texting while walking, and the other 12% are in hospital. So you're right.
Actually,
you mentioned zombies. In Germany, they've got a word for this, and it's called Swambi, which is smartphones plus zombie in German.
That
so
is
if you say
it
with German
clever.
Accent, Swambi.
Schwambi. Yeah.
Schwambi.
Yeah,
so
you watch, that's clever.
You know, people are walking into trains and cars and all this sort of thing, and it is an issue. And you watch the teenagers walking down the road with their phones.
So cherry ripes. Too many cherry ripes in the favourite Easter eggs. Yeah. That's also
a very
important issue.
We talk about mindfulness and how important mindful is, and we talk about how important it is because nobody has it. Nobody is mindful.
Actually, what you need, Larry, is a walking while texting cycle pathway. Next to the cycle pathway, you have a walking while texting pathway. Yes, great. Outside the ZB studios in Auckland.
Perfect.
That'd be great.
Perfect.
Yeah, don't tell Len Brown that because he might try to implement it before he goes.
Which might win an election,
come soon enough. But anyway, that's another story. Thank you. That is Janet Wilson and Josie Pagani, News Talk ZB. It's now 7 to 6.